In the Bible, Jesus is referred to as the Good Shepherd, who's willing to lay down his life for his sheep. Today's feature is also about the Good Shepherd, which in this case is the story of a specific type of lamb that might provide life to people who are suffering. The American Countryside is brought to you by Farm Credit. America never stops growing. Thanks to Farm Credit, neither does rural America. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Living in the land of opportunity means there's always fertile ground. And for 100 years, people looking to make a life in rural America have had a trusted financial resource in Farm Credit. We offer young producers, rural homeowners, and agricultural cooperatives the support they need to extend their reach, rise a little higher, and never stop growing. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
Join Farm Journal field agronomists Ken Ferry and Missy Bauer this summer at a Farm Journal College event near you. Come prepared to take home cutting-edge management practices to incorporate into your operation. Farm Journal College features two brand new events in Haworth, Illinois, the Ag Professional Consultant and Retailer College and Farm Journal Technology and Data College. Farm Journal College will also be heading to Albert Lea, Minnesota for an action-packed 3 days of corn and soybean content. Visit farmjournalcollege.com to view each location's tentative agendas and to learn more.
Huntington's disease affects about 30,000 people in this country. It's similar to Parkinson's disease. Susan Holler's husband was a vet student when he found some sheep that were missing an enzyme that would allow them to break down GM1 in their brains. The connection? The GM1 in those sheep, he thought, could be used to treat a neurological disease like Huntington's.
FDA requires the absorption, distribution, excretion, toxicity, and metabolism studies. Once we get approved then we go into human clinical trials, and we know it's already been in hundreds of thousands of patients.
The first thought was to treat Parkinson's, but with 1 million Parkinson's patients, they decided to work on helping those with Huntington's disease first.
The model is one lamb per patient per year. Huntington's disease, there's only about 30,000, so looks a little more doable.
In over two decades of work, GM1 cannot be synthesized in the lab, so the natural source in these lambs is critical. Susan is helping grow the type of sheep that have the extra GM1.
We have about 500 ewes right now of our own, and then we have 14 cooperators that saw the potential in this and really want to do this.
The Hollers helped begin the Shepherd's Gift. You can learn more at theshepherdsgift.org. They're working to jump the first few hurdles that would allow patients to try the new drug.
The other interesting thing is the right to try law. It's passed in South Dakota and passed recently in Iowa and quite a few surrounding states. Patients with a terminal illness have the right to try once the drug has been proved safe.
It is truly a gift, GM1, from this line of sheep that may just play a part in stopping or even reversing the effects of diseases that affect thousands around the world. Traveling the countryside in Brookings, South Dakota, I'm Andrew McCray.